We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's right, big voice man. Texans training camp continues to roll on. Of course, this week they were out at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. They got some good work done. Unfortunately, there was one negative point that continues to cast a shadow over the team. We'll continue to monitor that. But a lot of good that happened, including seeing Sean and Seth out there and hanging out, getting good insight onto what's happening on the field and talking to a number of people. Shout out to them. The interviews were all very, very good. But
it was on their social media influencer.
They were on
deal,
it, baby.
Man.
They were on it.
Yeah, and the ring light out there, the microphones. It was set up pretty good.
Sounded very good, except for when a helicopter came by and was being a hater on both
of them.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah,
and you'll hear that here because I thought that of all the interviews that they did, with due respect to Sean, I thought Seth won, even though I don't think it's a competition. But, you know, anything can be a competition if you try hard enough. Because his sit-down interview with D'Amico Ryan was exquisite. You might have heard it this morning on Payne and Pendergast. I would tell you when you have time, you can go check the podcast page for Payne and Pendergast. I believe it should also be on Seth's YouTube page. It might be just some listening for you over the weekend at some point. But I encourage you, listen to the entirety of it. It was really good. It comes off very conversational because of Seth playing with D'Amico, but also because Seth is fantastic at what he does. And in the course of that, Seth was talking with D'Amico, the coach of this team, about like how they help grow their players. What is the development process? And he talked about this thing that they use, which is grow tapes. And basically they use kind of like a singular growth point. I'll let D'Amico kind of explain to you how they kind of help develop some of their guys.
What we do during training camp, like that's the pro grow tapes we do in the off season and OTA. So when guys come in, it's one-on-one meetings with your coaches. You go through that pro grow tape, give you a couple things. And then, but when we come back in training camp, what I've done is I asked our offense, defensive coaches, every day of camp, I want one guy from your position, and I want you to write down one thing that he's working on that day.
Yeah.
And we're going to list it. We're going to put it up in front of the team so everybody knows, hey, CJ Stroud, progression.
Yeah.
Or Azeez Al-Shaair, hey, wrapping up.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing. You pick one player from your position. So every day of camp, you got different players on there, different one thing for them to improve.
How do you not love that? Like how do you not love that? The meticulous, first of all, the insight. And this is where Seth, you know, being former teammate of D'Amico's, a former player, being a guy that has been inside.
He yelled at D'Amico.
He
as
did.
A rookie, yeah.
It's a great story. And again, I encourage you, listen to the entirety of the interview.
You know, this is where Seth is just,
hey, rookie, get it together.
The value is off the charts. He's telling him, like, get the plays in quicker. which, by the way, is also on brand with Seth.
Yeah. I can see that.
Am I the only one who Seth hasn't yelled at just yet?
No, but
it'll happen in time.
He yells with love.
That's true.
Yeah, he yells with love.
Hey, Ben, get the audio together.
So, how do you not love that? Secondly, what a great thing. You know, just a little, one of those little small things that can make a coach a great coach.
Yeah, and you're not burdening someone with, I mean, if you've played golf, you know this, right? You can't be like, hey, I need to make sure I get my wrists over and balance my weight and make sure I look at my club head and make sure I'm getting the right speed. And you focus in. What is the one thing I'm focusing on right now? And that's the approach that they took. And I kind of wanted to bring that back to the Texans team at large. We're not going to be able to do it on a practice-by-practice basis, but what would you say is the one growth point in your mind for a few various Texans? Let's start with, I think, one of the guys who has probably been the biggest stock down, I think, of camp thus far. You correct me if I'm wrong, in Blake Fisher. Mm-hmm. What would you say would be like the one growth point that you would look at for Blake for the remainder of camp?
I mentioned this to you before the show, and you put it a better way, but I'm going to stick with my first instinct here. Toughness / nastiness. And I've kind of been, you know, pigeonholed, or maybe not pigeonholed, maybe fairly characterized as a guy that's been down on what Blake Fisher is as a player. And I've been saying, you've heard the promos and everything else, like, you know, best case, worst case. I think best case is Ursary, you know, wins that job and wraps his arm around it. Worst case is Blake Fisher, because I just didn't see it last year. You called it physicality,
yeah,
which was maybe a little bit more accurate. But I think, you know, there's a nastiness or physicality that if he could just fix that one thing, Blake Fisher has the elements, has the body type, has the footwork, all that stuff. So I would focus that one thing on that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what's tough for him, especially coming into a camp where we've had people mention that he feels lighter than he had previously been, is that the dude that you're going up against might be a literal giant, right? Like, Arriante Ursary is a very, very big dude in a way that I know that the Texans have not admitted that they are actively trying to get the size on that offensive line. However, you like saying, tell me not what you say, but what you do. Like, you like looking at, and what they've done is assembled a bunch of big old dudes on that offensive line as presumable starters. And Arriante Ursary fits that a little bit better. So, yeah, if you are already the smaller of the guys that are looking at that competition, you got to come with the level of physicality. And right now, I think that probably would stand to help Blake Fisher a good amount there. Speaking of Arriante Ursary, is there a growth point that you think of for Tay thus far, even as we've seen him have?
I'm going to let you take this one because I think you got it right.
For me, I mean, and this is something that they've mentioned as a team. DeMeco talked about it in a positive way in minicamp, that he had worked on it and gotten better at it. And obviously, I can't talk about this relative to like early on then. However, he's still pretty upright. And he's a big dude. It's hard to get down in that stance. But as a tackle, he's already kind of a guy whose foot speed can be a little bit slower in getting out there and setting. If you're a little slower and you get there with a little bit more straight up, the stronger and faster, or the stronger dudes will hit you square in your chest and push you backward. And that's the last thing that you need for C.J. Stroud. I believe him absolutely capable with the strength. But if we can utilize that, I mean, sometimes it's not just about pure strength. It's about the ways that the leverages that you use and the way that you're able to leverage it. And so I think that if we could find a way to get him even better in that stance, that's probably going to help a good amount. But that's one of the things that's really easy to see of how obvious it is that he is upright with his size and his stature. How about Cade Stover?
Cade Stover is an interesting one, and I do have one thing that I would love for him to sort of hone in on and improve every day. You know, they've been extremely high on him since before camp started. I mean, DeMeco himself was just raving about him. Others have as well. But we haven't seen the pass catching yet. Maybe we'll see it tomorrow. You know, maybe we'll see it tomorrow. He's been a big guy that can do some things, made some plays last year. But I'm talking about become a whole tight end and you know, work on that pass catching, route running, all of it.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
How much? So I know that that would be very helpful. And I know that some of that is in service of trying to, with all due respect to Dalton Schultz, like have Cade Stover step into the role where he is kind of an all-encompassing tight end, one that takes a more of that focal point. How much do you put in, how much stock rather do you put in Dalton Schultz and when he was available to the media talking about how this tight end room kind of has three guys that all bring something different that kind of all have, you know, it's kind of a choose your poison from a Nick Haley perspective of how do I deploy these three guys that all give me something different? How much do you put in that with Cade Stover not necessarily being as much of, I guess, what you would consider a pass catcher compared to Dalton?
I think it's accurate for now, but you don't want that on a daily basis because defensive coordinators know this. You know, defensive coordinators know, you know, when Dalton Schultz is out there, he's not going to be, you know, the big blocking tight end. He's going to be in a route more than likely. Now, he'll help. You know, it's not like he's completely inept, but you don't want him to go one-on-one, you know, as a blocker. Cade Stover is a more physical guy. You want him to be more well-rounded there. And then, of course, Brevin Jordan, sort of the hybrid, more of a probably pass catcher as well. So, yeah, no, it's, I think it's accurate. It's absolutely accurate.
Yeah, and the one thing about Dalton, I've talked about it a ton, maybe too much at this point, I need him to be able to, like, box out, so to say. I need you to be able to, if you're going to be a pass catcher, especially if you're not the explosive pass catcher that I think Brevin Jordan is more so, you need to be the guy that can get into contested spaces and can't bring that in. And it feels like more often than not, you'll see a defender being able to play through his body and, you know, knock the ball down, break up a pass. I need him to be significantly better at that. In fact, I started rewatching the Chiefs game week 16 last year, and the first touchdown that the Texans score is a situation where, now, of course, it's against Trent McDuffie, who is a corner, but it is Dalton Schultz lined out wide so that you get that mismatch, and he is able to shrug Trent McDuffie off, create that space, and use his physicality to get a catch. I want to see more of that type of Dalton Schultz because that makes him more effective.
But he is good at that. You know, he's very good at that.
But it didn't show up nearly enough last year.
Well, it kind of did. Like, in terms of, like, breaking free against a nickel or something, he's always been able to do that. He did that when he was with the Cowboys. What I'm saying is the physicality on the line of scrimmage. I think he knows how to run routes. I mean, that is not an issue.
No,
I mean, how to break free.
Well, that's what I've seen way too many instances where a defender is able to play through him, and I want to see him be better at that.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. The physicality, obviously, I think a lot of people will climb for, and I imagine a lot more people would ask for, hey, be more substantial on the line than they would be what I'm saying. All right, how about this? Just to kind of throw a little curveball. D'Amico Ryans himself, is there a grow point that you see for the head coach of this team?
Yeah, I think there is. You and I have mentioned it. It's not like so bad that you slap your forehead, but he probably, you know, late half, late game management of what, whether it's the clock, down and distance, field goal, no field goal, go for it, no go for it. He's not bad at it, but we've seen hints, right, where we're like, ooh, you know, maybe he should have done this.
Yeah,
you know,
and I do wonder if you're going to have some of those instances be able to pop up in a preseason game for you here where he can maybe flesh some of that out. That would be really cool to see him do that, even if, like, especially in a game where you know you're probably going to have more of the younger guys, maybe not as many of the starters. The kind of situational management type things are probably going to be a place that is worth watching in this game from D'Amico. All right, real quick, how do you feel about Is there a is there one that even pops up for you with Damian Pierce?
This is an interesting one. He runs hard. I mean, he runs real hard. He gives effort. He gives great effort. He didn't fit the system, you know, with Slowick. So what is it with Damian? If I had to pick one thing, and this is sort of, you know, not organic, but abstract, is recognition. Like recognition of one cut and go on this play. Don't cut on this play. Wait for the blocks to open. Wait for the path to open. I think a lot of times he just gets the ball and goes, I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, whether there's a hole or not, and hell or high water, I'm going.
Sometimes it works.
And it does. And it did his rookie year a lot. I mean, he was carrying fools into the end zone, man. So it's not effort or strength or running hard. It's just like the recognition of what's in front of you.
I think that's 100% fair. Yeah. One of the reasons why the gaps are the outside zone scheme seemingly did not benefit him as much, because it's more of a read, react, then explode.
And he just wants to go.
And he wants to, hey, this is where the lane and the gap is supposed to be. I'm going to hit it hard. Mm-hmm. Which, when the gap is there, as you mentioned, Figgy, he hits it hard and he's there quick.
Yeah.
But then needs to be
play a little smarter.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is fair. Yeah. That is fair. There's some more names that we could probably get to. Maybe we circle back around to that at some point. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was just a very interesting concept, and one that, again, highlights just how well the D'Amico does in being a teacher as a coach, and how much how well he connects with his guys. Again, fantastic interview by Seth Payne. I think we might circle back around to it at some point as well, but the whole 20-minute interview is indeed worth your time. And appreciation to that guy, Seth, and honestly, Sean, for being out there in West Virginia and doing great coverage of this Texans team. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including let's get ourselves ready for the Astros weekend series. And are you going to go eat your burger today? We'll do all that next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.